And we thank you so much for being with us. We're feeling good today.
Yeah, we are.
It's a good Wednesday. We've already had Garrett Temple on. The Sacramento Kings got a win last night. Jason Ross is doing his dance. It's all just very fantastic stuff. We got one small thought coming up here on the AFC. Just a couple of minutes. Sam Amick's going to be with us at 2.
Mid-range city's taking off.
Hashtag mid-range city. The power of you out there. We're so, so grateful for you embracing mid-range city. That's some fun stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's some fun stuff. This is even more fun, though.
Is it?
It is to me. Okay. It's funny. It's funny because I'm a bit of a, if you haven't heard, I'm kind of a jerk when it comes to certain things. And I'm kind of over Jerry Jones.
But it's your team.
I'm done with Jerry. Like, I truly don't care anymore. That's how much I dislike Jerry Jones.
But that's awesome that you still love the team, because that could push you to the other side.
Yeah, no, this very much could. I like Dak. He's very, very likable. I don't care what people think about Tony Romo. I've loved Tony Romo. Jason Witten there. I think there's a lot of quality players. I'll always associate DeMarcus Ware being a Dallas Cowboy. But Jerry is an absolute turd. I actually don't even mind Jason Garrett. But Jerry Jones is the worst. And the fact that there's a story out now that Jerry Jones has hired a lawyer, and apparently, not that this has anything to do with anything, but it's Harvey Weinstein's lawyer, just a guy who's been in the news lately for being a scumbag as well. Jerry Jones has hired his attorney to do what? Wait for it. Block Roger Goodell's contract extension. Come on, man.
That's your boy.
That's not my boy. That is
get your boy.
Not. That is not my boy. I will not get him. I'm just going to sit back and laugh at all this. It's billionaire on billionaire crime. It's freaking fantastic.
Yeah.
This is so absurd.
I can't relate. They just think differently, don't they? I mean, in generalities, these million and billionaire owners just like, this is what I'm going to do. It doesn't make any – I mean, why?
Because they're angry.
Yeah.
They're mad at each other.
They'll throw money out there to get it done.
They're pouting. This is pouting. Jerry's sending freaking Papa John out there to complain about protest and bitch about Roger Goodell. Yeah. And now you think this is an accident? This all has to do. Listen. Oh, this is now.
Uh-oh.
This is getting me. This all has to do with Colin Kaepernick.
Yeah.
If you don't think that what Jerry Jones is doing right now has to do with Colin Kaepernick and players kneeling for the national anthem, you're being foolish. This is all. This isn't even about Ezekiel Elliott. Because they collectively bargained that. It's just biting Jerry in the ass, and that's his fault. But the players collectively bargained and allowed. This is a player problem. Jerry's just taking it personally. What Jerry is pissed off about is player and this perceived disrespect of the flag and the national anthem and all this other crap, and we're losing sponsors. Okay, yeah, I'm sure. Right. The NFL, I'm sure they're bleeding money all of a sudden. I'm sure that's what happened. They're hemorrhaging. This is all about. You question where Colin Kaepernick's place is in history? This is it right here. This lawsuit, potential lawsuit, or whatever Jerry is doing now with his lawyer, this is all about Colin Kaepernick and the effect that he set into motion some 14, 15, 16 months ago. This is absurd. Absolutely ridiculous. I hope they sit in court for a year and a half and just
gouge him of money.
Just crap away money.
That's when you're losing money.
Sending Papa John. You think what effect do you think Papa John's business took when he said he was against these players kneeling? What do you think that did? You're gonna piss off the entire black community by saying, "Oh, we don't want you doing this." Oh, lack of leadership there in the NFL. Now you got an entire race of people that won't eat your crappy pizza. Why don't you report your sales figures now? Freaking idiot. Oh, man, I'm so glad this is happening. This made my day. This is the best Wednesday ever. Seriously. Between our little fun during the commercial, Garrett Temple, Kings get a win, this is the best Wednesday ever. When was the last time there's been a Wednesday this good?
It's pretty up there.
This is way up there. And I'm so excited to watch these two. Oh, by the way, guess who's in court tomorrow?
Oh, are we getting back to Zeke?
Back to Zeke.
Oh, I love that story.
Sam Amick's going to be with us at 2.
And that makes it a great Wednesday, too.
Garrett, Sam, billionaires fighting with each other, pizza guys complaining. It'd be one thing if Papa John's had good pizza.
You don't think their pizza's good?
No. It's been a while.
What do you know about pizza?
Come on. It's been a while.
Yeah.
But no, it's not.
When was the last time you had a slice of pizza?
Like real pizza?
Yeah.
Oh, well, man. I mean, it had to be five and a half, six years ago.
Yeah.
It's probably from New York.
Well, that's okay. That's
New York, I mean, because they're, you know, their pizzas.
Yeah.
Or Costco. Costco has good pizza.
That's a thing, right?
You know, it's very much a thing.
Because everybody's always in line. I think I must be missing. I've never had that.
It's a thing.
I go to Costco all the time, but I see, like, everybody's in line there.
Pardon the expression. Are you a pizza guy? I mean, do you like pizza?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, you got to do the Costco. You got to do Costco.
Is it because it's good or is it just cheap?
Yes. Maybe both. Uh-huh. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
No, honestly, what is it?
I think it's good. It's been a long time. It's good. No?
You sure about that?
I'm not. I can't. I got to be honest. I'm not. I'm not sure, but I remember
really
liking it.
Because pizza has that fine line of good and cheap and accessible.
What? Have you had it?
I think I have, but it's not like, oh my God, that was great.
Again,
I was there and it was cheap and I was hungry.
Everybody, well, I can't say everybody. A lot of people eat there. Like, are there hot dogs too? Is there like a bunch of stuff that's cheap or inexpensive?
I don't know. I wouldn't eat.
No,
a
I
hot
mean,
dog.
Have you ever been to Costco outside where there's not a line?
So here might be a hot take. I actually hate Costco too.
Why is that?
It's because it's just weird. One, it's crowded. Two, I don't need that much of anything. Except the toilet paper
right.
or the napkins
there
or
you
something.
Go. Paper
like that
plates,
stuff you
yeah.
can kind of. No, I don't need paper plates. Yeah. Like, I do the dishes.
Okay. But whatever. Napkins,
yeah,
paper towels.
I guess.
Toilet
like,
tissue.
Like, I don't think I ever need 3,000 batteries. Like, you go in there. Like,
they don't go bad. That's not a bad purchase. Now, if you're going in there to buy, you know, two jugs of mayonnaise, like, that seems a bit excessive. You know?
Depends on what you're doing with it.
It's Let's get
Seinfeld
two crates
episode.
Of olives. What?
The Seinfeld episode where Kramer can't find places to. He's like eating like big cans of.
The Office.
Was that The Office?
Yeah.
Oh, it was Kramer. Wasn't that? Oh, I'm sure Dwight Schrute had a
probably
Costco visit as well. But
so you don't go anymore or just.
Oh, no, I don't go. I mean, yeah. I think there was probably a time. There was a time where I did.
Yeah.
But no, I don't.
I was there this weekend. Heck of a time.
You have the pizza?
And it's like
have pizza. I've never had it.
It's like an event.
Oh,
like,
it is. And I can't. I might be going for one or two things, but I have to walk down every aisle.
No.
I have to. Because I fall for the gimmicks.
No one stops by Costco on the way home, right?
It's no, like, you know, it's a trip.
Like, Jason, what are you doing this weekend? Well, I got the Sac State game on Saturday, and then I'm going to go to Costco Sunday.
Yeah. No, or you reverse that. I went to Costco Saturday before the game.
There you go.
Yeah.
Right there.
And it was a trip, and it was a good time. You know, you never know when you're going to need a lot of whatever you could buy at Costco. And then you get the samples.
Their pizza is good and large, and the large is only $10. A Polish dog and soda is $1.50.
See, I knew there was something about that because every time I'm looking at people outside walking in, like everybody's eating a hot dog or in this case, whatever, Polish dog.
Big cans of beefaroni for Kramer. That's what the text said.
Rusty!
it's good, cheap, and huge. Hey now.
Wow.
Wow. Oh, dude, tech. I swear I love.
So you would go into a Costco again before you have a slice of pizza?
I would what?
What I'm trying to figure out what would happen first, you going back into a Costco or a real slice of pizza?
Oh, no, it'd be a Costco. Yeah. No, because I'll, like, cheat. Like, no. Yeah, no, yeah. No, I won't do that again. No.
Gotcha.
But I remember cheap played a factor. I remember size played a factor.
Hello.
But I also... I thought it was good.
Yeah.
Maybe it wasn't.
Right.
I mean,
more
the text line
say, yeah.
says it's good. It's good, cheap, and huge. Like that's.
Wow. Yeah.
I think that might be the name of today's show. Good, cheap, and huge. That is it. The text line is absolutely glorious. Hashtag that. Papa John sucks. Can we get that one trending right along with Mid-Range City? Oh, you guys have no
idea. But it does. I have to admit, when you walk up to a Costco, especially the one I go to over on my Cal Expo, is that the food place is right outside, and it smells good. Like the pizza or the bread or whatever they're cooking right there, it smells good every time.
Here's a text. Turning off the radio because listening to Damien is like shoving pencils in my ear. How does he have a job? Who shoves pencils in their ear?
I gave that up years ago.
Did you?
Yeah. Didn't go well.
I don't imagine it did.
Yeah.
But he texts a lot. I wonder why he doesn't like me. That's not nice. Well, you can share your thoughts
they
on
like
me.
They like Papa John's, maybe.
Maybe he... Oh, that's... Is that Papa John who just texted? That wasn't a 916 area code at all. I wonder what's going on. Now that people want to talk about the Ric Flair 30 for 30, we got one small thought that it's going to be difficult. We've got so much going on here. There's so much room for activities. That's what this show is. Dan, I feel like you're going to do something serious here. What do you got for us?
Good afternoon. How you doing?
Hey, Dan.
Yeah, he's got that serious voice.
I am serious. I have one question about this whole Colin Kaepernick situation.
There it is.
Here it comes. Are you
okay.
ready?
I'm ready.
Is he ever going to account for his support for Joanna Chesmar? You might know her as Asada Shakur. He's donated money from his charity to her.
So what?
You know,
What's your problem with Asada Shakur?
She's a convicted murderer who murdered New Jersey State Trooper Warner Forrester in 1973.
She wasn't convicted. No, come on, man. Tell the story. Come on, Dan. Tell the story right, Dan.
She was convicted. Yes, she was. She's a convicted murderer.
And then what happened? Dan, tell the story right, Dan.
And then she broke out of prison. She escaped from prison and fled to Cuba. That's the story. I've met people from the Forrester family. My father was a New Jersey State Trooper. This is a serious thing for me, and he's never accounted for this. And as long as he supports her, he could rot in hell for all I care.
Okay.
I mean, that's where I stand with Colin Kaepernick.
Okay.
I mean, it's Fidel Castro. I mean, you don't think...
Well, no. You're not going to get an argument there. I don't think Colin Kaepernick ever had any... I don't think Colin Kaepernick was prepared to answer questions about Fidel Castro. And that was a massive...
He's donated money to her.
I said Fidel Castro. I don't think I don't think he donated any money to Fidel Castro. I can't confirm that, but I don't think that he did.
Well, he supports Fidel Castro because she's covering for... He let her stay with him down in Cuba. You know, he protected her all those years when she escaped from prison. You know, after she was convicted of murder of New Jersey State Trooper Warner Forrester.
So Colin Kaepernick, Colin Kaepernick is going to be the guy to bring down the NFL. That's basically what we're talking about here right now, Dan.
I know people that have stopped. That were lifelong football fans. I'm 51 years old. My entire life have loved the NFL to have stopped.
Dan, is Tupac also in Cuba?
No, he's dead.
Okay. Well, Dan, all right. Thank you. Thank you for the call, Dan. We appreciate it. Dan, just ruined the fun, man. I thought he was going to ask about – I don't know. We lost. I was going to ask him. We can always go to JR.
Yeah, bring the fun back.
JR, bring the fun back, man.
Oh, I'm going to get serious right now.
No, okay. That sounds like you.
Costco pizza is wonderful.
There it is. See, I knew it. I thought so.
You know, the greatest thing is to buy one of those and then go stand in the gas line for a half hour.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Shout out. You can fold them like in half and they freaking go right down like nothing.
Nice.
It is large, $9.99, and well worth it.
There you go.
I don't know about their vegetables, though. But, hey, J-Ross, I wanted to call you out on your little college Georgia-Alabama championship game.
Yeah.
If you don't win your conference in the 11th or 12th week of the season, how in the world are you given the right to win the national championship in week 13 or 14?
So at that point, if they've both been established as the number one and number two team really from about week 8 till the end, and just because one of them is going to have to lose, we're saying they're not one of the four best?
No, it's not so much the four best. A conference championship to me, well, to most people, is a playoff game. You win your conference championship, and then you can go on to the playoffs. And the reality is, just because the Big 12 doesn't have one, which, fine, don't invite one of those guys.
Well, I think they do now.
Yeah, everybody does. Yeah.
Okay. Well, you gotta win your conference championship to be invited. I'm sorry.
So Notre Dame is out then.
Well, Notre Dame needs to find a friggin' league. Catholics, go find a friggin' church league or something. Okay.
And one of the Big Five would also be left out, if not two of the Big Five conference champs.
Yeah, that is true, and that's an issue. You're right about that.
JR, you really didn't flesh this all out before we put you on, did you?
I've been fleshing it out since they started this.
Was it after pizza?
Wednesday went to four, and they had Big Five. They had the Big Five conferences. I'm like, okay, that's a problem right there.
Yep.
You have Big Five, and you're not going to reward one of them. You're going to hear from whatever conference that is every year, whether they're weak or not, and blah, blah, blah with the preseason. You play the games that are on your schedule. That's the way it is. So anyway, that's my big argument. But you know what else? $1.50 for that big ass Polish and the drink. That's a good deal too. See you guys.
All right, JR. We appreciate you. Bring the fun back, man. Yes. A lot of people on the text line having fun. Apparently, the texter who with the pencils in the ears, he's offended that I was talking about pizza and I haven't had pizza in 5 to 6 years.
Oh, okay. Well,
I guess I can understand why you're offended by that. Like, I would gouge. I would totally discredit. I did love this text, though. I do want to share this. Boy, one small thought. These are going to be the smallest thoughts we've ever had, man. I'll tell you that. It said something about Damien. Oh, hey, Damien, don't worry. You're the best mid-range radio host we have.
Nice.
That's strong praise because Jay Ross, he goes deep there. You're the long-range shooter. Hey, now. Should we do this or at least attempt to?
Or, yes, halfsies, start half of it?
Yeah, we'll get moving here just a little bit. You know, we'll have to save the AFC West to build the drama for your Oakland Raiders, but we got one small thought here. On the American Football Conference, and I will go first.
No, I think I do.
You should go first, Jason. Stop being so selfish.
Okay. AFC North, I'm done. Do I have to?
See you tomorrow, folks.
This division's brutal. I'll start with the Ravens. One small thought. The Ravens believe, I've seen some quotes here, that they believe they can win out, but I don't think anyone else believes it. Their schedule is favorable. There's no chance of this team winning out. What has happened to Joe Flacco? 157 yards a game, 8 touchdowns, 10 interceptions. This team has won enough games, but not enough to be taken seriously. I don't see any real strong suit going forward for the Ravens. And this division is just ugly besides Pittsburgh. Cincinnati, one small thought. Most of the fight is coming from someone you don't expect to fight. That's A.J. Green.
Yeah,
that was a little bit out of character for him to lose his stuff like that, by all accounts. Like I said, he dodged a suspension, though, which is good. But what is this team doing? Where are they going? I mean, I think, you know, I could see them maybe not making the playoffs before the season, but just not being non-competitive or below 500 and nothing to hang your hat on either from the Ravens or the Bengals. Now, they haven't picked a direction. The next team, they've picked a direction. That's the Cleveland Browns. And it's brutal. It's brutal. But at this point, my one small thought for them is they're at such a low point where I think all anybody is now rooting for is a guy that's coming off of drugs and alcohol and being very forthright and up front. And I am honestly rooting for him. I want it to go well for Gordon. But
I just don't want him to get caught up again. I've never rooted for someone like, please be clean.
Because following the story of Josh Hamilton, baseball, and he had just some demons, and it was like he cleared it up, and then he had the one setback. I was like, oh, no. I mean, it was one time, but you just, when you know that a setback like that, when you've had major issues, can really be, you lose trust, all those things that people who are supporting you. So I'm really rooting for Josh Gordon. And then the other one small thought for them is, when's the draft? I mean, like,
When's the draft so we can screw it up again?
And then Pittsburgh, my one small thought for them is things are good, but when's the next touchdown celebration? What do you got? What's the next thing? You've done well. You've got a couple creative things. We've seen the bench press. We've seen hide and seek. What's next? What do you got in store for us? You're going to score a lot. Your offense is good. Show us something good in the TD celebration.
Let's get into the AFC South here for a minute. We'll split the difference. We'll do the other two divisions in a couple of minutes. We got to share some texts with you. I'll save them for just a minute. Let's do the AFC South first. The Texans, good luck with Josh Johnson, since we were just talking about another quarterback a moment ago. Good luck with Josh Johnson. You got the Los Angeles Rams this weekend, the second highest scoring offense in the NFL behind just the Philadelphia Eagles. 5.6 yards per play allowed by Houston's defense, tied for 7th worst in the NFL. And two. That is the number of rushing touchdowns by Texans players who will be active on Sunday. Lamar Miller has 2. Deshaun Watson has 2. As you're aware, Deshaun Watson is not playing. The Indianapolis Colts, we mentioned them earlier as we were talking about that the Jim Irsay. Here's what Tony Dungy said. If you missed this, here's Tony Dungy's comment on Jim Irsay talking about Andrew Luck. So that was Tony Dungy talking to Dan Patrick during like a little looky-loo part of their TV / radio show.
Kind of
off air, but not really. Be alert, your mic is on type deal. And we need some transparency here. Like, Jim Irsay loves to tweet, he loves to talk. Well, we need to know what's going on with Andrew Luck. Maybe we don't, but if nothing else, the people who fill Lucas Oil Stadium, they need to.
Yeah.
Andrew Luck, by the time he comes back, assuming he plays for the Indianapolis Colts, which I assume he will, but by the time next August or September gets it, we're talking 20 months since we've last seen him. Like, why is it taking him this long? He's on IR. He's ruled out for the year. What happened? That's all we want to know. Like, it's okay if something else happened. It's okay if he went in for surgery again. It's okay if there was a setback. But don't leave us here wondering, because then we start creating stories. We start overhearing conversations at dinners that start getting relayed as, well, here's what Jim Irsay said. Now, what does that look like between, you know, Andrew, we're just fine. Everything's great. But there's got to be some issues there if a guy is going out telling people during the ex-quarterback's big weekend, it's all in Andrew Luck's head. That's a bad look. That's a bad look for Jim Irsay, and he owes his fans some transparency there. Titans, your offense is playing catch-up, man. Titans have won three straight, which is good, but it's been on the back of their defense. They've won three of four since they got beat up by the Texans. The defense has allowed just 13.5 points per game in those three games. Now they've got to get DeMarco Murray and Derrick Henry going. They only accounted for 71 yards on Sunday and just 80 yards against the Cleveland Browns the week before. Another big issue is Marcus Mariota has been good. But he needs to be great. They need to get that out of Marcus Mariota. The Jacksonville Jaguars, they're 5-3. Their defense ranks first in points allowed per game, total QBR. Their defense ranks first in sacks and touchdown to interception ratio. But how good is this defense? Historically good. They trail just the 2008 Baltimore Ravens in expected points per game.
Wow.
That is high praise. They're actually sandwiched between the 2008 Ravens at number one and the 2006 Ravens at number three. That's how good what we're seeing from Jacksonville. And just for just to be thorough in this, the Ravens they lost in the conference championship. The Ravens team that finished at third, they went in the lost in the division. But when you start running down every one of these, when you start looking at the top 10 defenses in history, they've all been to the playoffs. Three of them have been to the Super Bowl. Two of them have won. This isn't a fluke from Jacksonville.
Right.
It's real this time. We'll come back. We have the other two divisions to touch on. We have a lot of text and tweets we want to read from you. Jump in on the conversation, 44-11-40. We're back with more One Small Thought. I think this is worth repeating, man. We meet so many wonderful people, whether it's at the Golden One Center or wherever Jay Ross and I may be out. And so often we're, you know, stop, say, hey, man, listen to you guys, enjoy it. And we're always, you know, very, very grateful and very thankful for all of you. And it's always funny that no one ever says, man, I love what you said about the Jaguars defense. I love what you thought about the Sacramento Kings. It's, dude, Costco sucks, bro.
Don't get that pizza, or dude, I love that pizza.
Dude, I love wrestling too, man. It's the strangest things, and we're having these conversations. Had the text account open, switched over to Twitter. These are the series of texts that have come in over the course of the last 33 minutes of the program. It's about $1.50 for a hot dog and a soda at Costco. Let's see, what do we got here? These are consecutive texts. This is from our good friend Karen. Costco is a lifesaver when you have a 10 and 12-year-old. Costco dogs are awesome. Pizza is okay, but Papa Murphy's is better. This one is from Anthony. It's right above that. I will do anything to avoid Costco. I will pretend to be sick, say I need to go get a job. I will do anything to avoid it.
I think you got to find the right time. There are peak times, and there are times to go. You got to avoid the peak times.
Steven said, I went to Costco this week, got two jugs of mayo, AA and AAA batteries, like 75 in each pack, plus a slice of pizza
and
a set of freaking tires.
All for $250.
Oh, man. You guys
that
are
is great.
Wonderful.
You know what is great? You're so right about that. Yesterday at the arena, so my one of the ushers, Victor, is great. He's up there. He's up by our media section. He says, hey, Jason, I'll take one of those shirts. And I went, what? He goes, I want one of those shirts. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking at him going, shirts? I wasn't picking up on it. He's like, hashtag mid-range city.
Yeah,
I said,
man.
Oh, yeah. We'll get those going.
I'm going to mispronounce this, man, so I'm sorry. I want to give some love to David and his boys at Villalobos Pool Service. If I'm pronouncing that wrong, David, I'm really sorry. He won the WWE game last week, and he listens to the show pretty regularly. So
nice.
We want to let him know that we appreciate that. We have a UPS driver, didn't leave his name, but he polishes off one of those Polish hot dogs from Costco. takes that down, gets back in the truck, ready for the rest of the day. Actually,
like daily? Or?
Apparently, a large portion of the people listening are headed to Costco now to get a Polish hot dog. Hmm. That's astonishing.
You're welcome, Costco.
Yeah. Can we get a – hey, this – one small thought could be brought to you by Costco.
Yeah. Can we get some batteries?
Can we do that? Yes, timing, and I have the ultimate Costco willpower. I can walk in and just grab 3 bags of dog food and a huge pack of toilet paper and walk the hell out.
That's pretty good. Because if you start to veer your head right or left, there's going to be something that, you know, is going to catch your eye that you're going to want to buy.
You don't do the Jason Ross technique of walking up and down
every
each
aisle.
Aisles.
Yeah, and there's some of that. Like there's certain spots where it's like kitchen and you know, car stuff. I'm like, I know I don't need anything here, but I might see something.
So here's what I used to do when I really wanted to go to town on a weekend. I still have kind of cheat days, but like they're not as fun. Let's be honest.
Okay.
It's not. But it used to be.
I don't want to know what it is.
I'd go to Costco. I'd get a pizza, uh-huh. And then I'd get a thing of M&Ms. But you know what?
Is this you?
Peanut M&Ms. Peanut M&Ms. Like that big giant,
yeah.
Probably 5-pound bag
I've heard
or something.
That, bag.
That would be my cheat. Like you know, the pizza I could polish off easily.
And then
but
just handful of M&Ms?
A handful. That's cute. I would destroy as much of that bag as humanly
Seriously?
Possible. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
I used to be a finely tuned machine. That stuff didn't bother me.
Yeah.
Now I'd look at a bag of M&Ms that big, and I'd take like 10
that's
weeks
not
to work
cheating.
It off. Oh, that's
the whole bag. That's more
cheating.
Than that. That's a crime.
Yeah, it may be. That's a full-on affair.
Yeah.
I was having a full-on affair with that bag of M&Ms.
Yeah.
Believe that. Some people also, the chicken bake. A couple of people have texted about
the
chicken
aisle.
Bake at Costco. We've got like 10 texts about the freaking chicken at Costco.
Huh. Okay. So the samples, they don't ever get you? People?
Well, no.
No?
Not me.
Well, now. Well
I've been to a Sam's Club since I've been.
It's the same idea, right?
Yeah. That stuff doesn't.
Okay.
No, it doesn't get me.
Nancy works in ice cream.
Oh, you know them by name?
Oh, yeah. Ice cream sandwiches, different things, yeah. At least that's what I think. That's what I call her.
Not going to lie, I added a Costco stop to my drive home today. Polish dogs, boy. Wow. This is, you guys are just the absolute greatest. Should we stick with this? Should we go back to some form of a show? Sam Amick is going to be with us. We had a great first hour, by the way, Kings.
We did.
Kings won. We talked. Garrett Temple joined us at 12:30. I wish we could have gotten Garrett to weigh in on the Costco hot dog
next week.
Conversation. I
there's no way he does.
No, I
don't
know.
But you know what?
He's tweeted something or so on one of his social media that he watched. There was a Netflix thing that caught everyone's attention for like a week. What the Health? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, I've heard of that.
He
yeah.
watched it and was like, oh, and I think he made some changes.
Is
to it
a one time
sure.
thing or is it a series?
No, I think it's a one time.
Okay,
there's a million. I don't know why that one caught everyone's attention because there's a million.
Yeah.
What is it? Forks over knives. There's the China State. There's a million of them just like that. But for some reason, for like a span of 2 weeks. I kept hearing about what the health, what the health,
yeah.
what the health.
And well, I would say that Garrett, you know, most athletes, nah, but some athletes actually just eat whatever they want.
Oh,
some.
My gosh. Tisha Pinichero here for the Sacramento Monarchs. Tamika Catching is one of the greatest women's basketball players I've ever seen. I remember taking Tamika to In-N-Out, her first time to In-N-Out. She ate like 2 double-doubles with like 2 milkshakes and never phased her at all.
Yeah.
I remember one time having a conversation with her about, because this was right before she was going to announce her retirement. She's like, I want to learn to eat better and, you know, different things like this. And, you know, I've cut French fries down to once a day. And
once a day?
That's
Wait,
exactly what I said. No, I've been out to eat with that woman dozens of times. And no matter what she orders, she will make sure she gets French fries with it.
Put some fries in my fries.
But pretty much, and I found that to be one of the greatest things ever. I was like, well.
Once a day.
You might want to cut it down just a smidge more than that if you want to make it another 2.5 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
But that's
some
crazy.
Some can do it. Some can do it and some can't.
Man.
Kara couldn't. She wasn't one of those types of, like, that's how we got here. Like, that's, and luckily we were, I can't either.
Yeah.
You mentioned the smell. Gained about 7 pounds doing that.
Well, and that's what at the arena.
One step closer to heart disease.
Someone, it always happens at a Kings game. Garlic fries.
Oh, That arena smells amazing.
It does. I'm like, oh, someone near me. Who's got it? I mean, you, mm-hmm. you just can smell it. And yeah.
Freaking G-Man. It's probably Bobby Jackson.
It was last year. Yeah. You know, Bobby's doing scouting, so he's not with us in the radio. But every time he'd come up during a break, I'm like, pulled pork sandwich or pizza or street tacos, fries. He always had something.
Boy, this hour
best hour yet.
This hour got out of control.
Let's top rated hour.
Indeed, it is. Yeah. Some would say number one.
Some would. Yeah.
Apparently, a lot of people would. Hey, let's okay. We'll put everything on hold here. Let's give away these tickets to Sac State football.
Fingers up.
All the way up. Big game. November 18th. I think it has a name.
The Causeway Classic.
Indeed. Davis, Hornet Stadium, we've got your tickets right now for putting up with us for the last 41 minutes. We're going to send you to see Sac State football and C.J. Ross in his true element there calling Hornet football. 339-1140, 1-800-920-1140. We got these for you right now. We got Sam Amick coming up in 19 minutes. I promise we'll come back. We'll regroup. We'll finish off our thoughts on the AFC, including your Oakland Raiders. Couple of texts here. A couple of years ago, I saw Matt Barnes at the Citrus Heights Costco buying 4 bottles of Patron tequila.
Got a deal.
Text right above it. Would Damien go to Costco if they had French vanilla vodka in bulk?
Oh, the answer has to be yes.
Oh, the answer is unequivocal. Yes.
Absolutely. Does it come in one of those jugs? One of those big jugs?
See, I have with the jug, doesn't it? The liquor immediately feels cheap to me if it comes in a jug.
I know, but the price would be right.
I never had a good drink that came out of a jug.
Right? That's the way I feel. There's so many things wrong with this program, man.
I think they may have it there.
French vanilla? They don't have French vanilla Ciroc. No, they
don't. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
No, they don't. Not in
actually,
a jug.
I will say, not in a jug.
No, but they may have it. Let's get that for you.
But it. Okay, well, go get it for me. Right, I don't have a Costco membership.
All right, I'll make my trips there.
I will say
go see Nancy and ice cream.
The Kirkland the Kirkland alcohol is not bad. Kirkland tequila is pretty good stuff.
You know, there's a Kirkland winery.
Yeah.
That made me laugh. Like, I figured they got their wine some other way. I didn't think they had a winery. They sure do right there in Napa. If there is ever a time to subscribe to our podcast, it's now. If you missed any part of this 1 o'clock, it started out with me being angry, and it shifted gears here pretty quick.
JR redirected us.
JR got us, but Dan was going at it about Asada Shakur and Colin Kaepernick and Fidel Castro, and then JR brought us right back. Brought us right back to Costco Pizza. Let's finish one small thought, Jay Ross.
All right, let's go to the AFC East.
It only took 48 minutes.
We nailed it. AFC East, Buffalo Bills. My one small thought, could you not handle the spotlight? You finally had people starting to believe. You had that win over the Raiders, looking at the record. Look what they've done at home. Yeah, it's a short week, but, yeah, you'll beat the Jets. And then kind of look out. Maybe you win the division, break that playoff streak. And you didn't just lose to the Jets. You got worked. Yeah. They were outplayed big time. And
I don't want to give up on them yet,
though. Oh, I'm not either. But it was like, that was like the first. I think everybody was kind of starting to go, I believe in them. And then now maybe people are retreating, which could be good for them. They just need to refocus, get it back on track. So hopefully it's just a blip for them. Yeah. One small thought for the Miami Dolphins. They wasted the good version of Jay Cutler. He was actually really good Sunday night against the Raiders. Yeah. Over 300 yards, a couple touchdowns, no interceptions. You have to win that game when you've got the good Jay Cutler. They didn't.
Are you a good Jay Cutler or a bad Jay Cutler?
And then the one other thing is kind of what you said earlier in the week. Some of the talk that was being said about Ajayi after he was gone. That was a bad look. I mean, if he was that, he was that. That's fine. We don't need to know that.
I hate that.
Just let him. You moved on. You moved on from him.
I hate when teams do that. That just drives me nuts. Because it's like, why didn't you say that when he was here?
Right.
Like, and now it becomes a he said, where he has to, like, he would have to divert attention from his new team, who, by the way, his team is pretty damn good. He's not going to lower himself back to talking to you. But you talked about Jay Cutler, and I feel like it's worth mentioning before we get to the AFC West here in a minute. That was Jay Cutler's best game of the season by far.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's an indictment on the Raiders more than it is anything else.
It could be. And, yeah, the Raiders still won, which is good for them. But you're right, that they allowed that to happen. Yeah.
And we expected it when we were talking fantasy with Nate Lundy on Thursday. He said,
if you're desperate,
it might not be a bad idea. And part of the reason is the Raiders secondary.
Yeah, which he did take advantage of, but just not for a win. One small thought on the Patriots. Their roadmap looks to be laid out right there in front of them. All their remaining games are against the AFC, including games against Buffalo. Of course, we know they play Oakland in a couple weeks in Mexico. They got Pittsburgh. They've already faced Kansas City. So all the potential teams that you could see as threats to winning the AFC, besides New England, they're going to play or have played, and they're coming up. And so they've gotten things on track, but I think we can see where their roadmap is right in front of them. And then the last one, the New York Jets, one small thought. Hey, actually going with McCown was a good decision.
Yeah.
He's sneaky, having his nice season, top 10 in touchdowns, top 12 in yards. I can say they got one right.
He might be top 10 good-looking quarterback, too.
Yeah, nice hair.
He's got great hair.
Yeah.
He's got damn near soccer player hair.
Yeah, there's a lot of product in there, I think.
Well, I mean, soccer players run for 90 minutes and their hair doesn't move.
Yeah, that's true.
It actually looks better when they're done playing than when they started. It's
right.
We need to have like a hair draft. I mean, Sean McVay and those, he could go number one overall. Him and Dalton. You can say what you want about Andy Dalton, but you won't say he has bad hair.
Yeah.
There's no way you'll say that. The AFC West, the Denver Broncos, their four-game losing streak, they've scored a total of 52 points. Yeah. So follow me here. In their current four-game losing streak, they've scored 52 points. That is one more point than the Philadelphia Eagles scored against them on Sunday. 14 of those points came when they were losing by four touchdowns in that same game against Philadelphia. The good news, maybe the Broncos offense will face Patriots defense. That statistically has been at the bottom of the league's rankings virtually the entire season. New England is the only team. This is amazing. New England is the only team in the league that has surrendered more than 400 yards per game every single game. So there's a little bit of hope for that offense, though I'm not buying it.
Yeah.
There's a little bit of hope for the Broncos offense, but I'm not buying it. Kansas City's pass rush has been nearly non-existent, and that may explain their struggles over the course of the last few weeks. The Chiefs are 28th, 25th, and 31st in all major pass rush statistics. Including the amount of times they're pressuring the quarterback. The rush defense, equally as bad. 28th, 31st, and 30th in all Pro Football Focus statistics. Their front seven ranks 31st in the entire league. This is the Kansas City Chiefs. This was the team that was the talk of the NFL a couple of weeks ago. Their front seven ranks 31st. For those who are curious, the Patriots are 32nd. The Raiders, 30th.
Oh.
Let's stick with the front sevens, but we'll go in the opposite direction with the north of San Diego Chargers here, the Los Angeles Chargers. Joey Bosa, Melvin Ingram, they respectively ranked 4th and 6th in sack rate. The Chargers, they don't give their opposing quarterbacks any time to pass, as they have the second fastest average time in the pocket. Now, I know that these are deep statistics from Pro Football Focus, but the point is, when that ball is snapped, they get to the quarterback pretty quick. Jacksonville has a pretty good blocking grade. This is going to be a who are you type matchup for both of these teams. Jacksonville and Los Angeles coming up this weekend. Finally, after 53 minutes, one small thought on your Oakland Raiders. The 2017 Oakland Raiders are the first team in NFL history to not intercept a pass in the first seven games of a season. Now they're through 9 weeks. Guess what? The Raiders still don't have an interception this year. Last year, Oakland was tied for the best turnover differential in the NFL at plus 16, including 16 interceptions. Through week 9 of last season, Oakland had 8 interceptions, 30 pass deflections, and 321 pass targets. Through 9 weeks in 2017, the Raiders, not one interception, only 17 pass deflections.
Wow.
Now, Gerrion Conley, he's only played 92 snaps at cornerback this year. He's been dealing with that shin injury. He missed 6 games. He's expected to play. You're putting a lot on that kid if you're expecting him to turn around. your awful, awful secondary, which ties us back to what we were saying about Jay Cutler. Do you give him credit for how he played on Sunday night, or is this just a really big problem for the Oakland Raiders?
Yeah, I'm starting to think more of that because Cutler's prone to just throw it to the other team. And for him not to give the Raiders their first, that's amazing.
Those numbers were a one-year difference.
Yeah.
A one-year difference. Sam Amick, our KHTK NBA insider from USA Today, joins us next here on The Lowdown.